Cinco to Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
So 5 o'clock came a little early today. It's actually, are we on Pacific time, Ev? Is this the start of the show?
How about you just fix the issue instead of trying
I can't really.
Make yourself laugh? What the hell was that? That's how we're going to open the show today? I'll give you a countdown from 20 to zero. And then we could start this thing the right way on a Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. Tiki Barber, Evan Roberts, Sean.
There we go!
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And here we are on a Wednesday, a hump day in New York City with a ton to discuss. Fans are happy because last night we witnessed something we never see. The Yankees and the Mets won on the same day. Apparently, the New York Jets kicked the New York Giants' ass in a practice. Mm. I'm probably kidding. They probably both kicked each other's ass.
No tackling.
We'll get into the football later. We will listen to some of the calls from last night. I've got a major issue with an FAN legend. But we got to start off with a real conversation. So last night, I was one of the 40,000 people at Citi Field. And yes, it was awesome to see Pete Alonso almost hit a home run in the second inning, hit the record-breaking home run in the third inning, tack on another in the sixth inning. It was great to see Pete make Mets history. It was also great to see the Mets respond to Clay Holmes, you know, wetting the bed and immediately scoring three runs and then running away from the Braves and snapping their losing streak. It was awesome. And you can feel the love that Pete has with Met fans. As you know, anyone who listens to this station and this show knows I'm as big a Pete Alonso supporter as there is. While others are, let's get rid of him, he's not worth the money, blah, blah, blah. You know I love the man. And I want Pete Alonso to be a career Met. But we gotta not be delusional about what last night was. Steve Cohen is a businessman.
Right, and that's exactly why he'll be a Met, but keep going.
David Stearns wasn't even there. He was in Japan scouting Pete's potential replacement. As much as I will voice my opinion on wanting Pete to be here, as I have, and back it up with action, like growing a disgusting beard, like I have, I've learned to not trust anybody. I've also learned to treat Steve Cohen like a guy who I love who owns the team, but he's a stone-cold businessman. He was a stone-cold businessman when it came to Jacob deGrom. It'll be a stone-cold businessman when it comes to Pete Alonso. If you think last night changes anything about Pete's future, I got a bridge to sell. This is going to be a business decision. And so I just want to prepare my fellow Met fans. You may scream about it. You may call talk radio about it. You can't let Pete go. I'm agreeing with you. But don't think for a second that the emotion of last night is going to change the fact that Cohen and Stearns are businessmen. And if they don't like the deal that Pete's asking and someone's willing to give it to him, he's not going to be a career Met, bro.
So I'm going to prove you wrong in 3 minutes.
In 3 minutes?
You ready?
Yeah.
So what was the big holdup last year? Pete Alonso having negotiations with David Stearns, Steve Cohen, led by the all-powerful agent. What did we say halfway through that? Pete Alonso needs to take control. Pete Alonso needs to take this out of the hands of his agent and put it in his own mouth. I think what changed last night, Pete Alonso hitting 253 and 254, almost guaranteeing that his number is going to be retireable type of player, wanting to play until he's late 30s, maybe even into his 40s, wants to get to 500. He wants to do it as a Met. The way that he gets into the Hall of Fame is by finishing his Met story. He goes someplace else, disappears from consciousness, maybe has some good seasons, maybe doesn't. Who knows? But if he stays a Met, we know where the direction of this team is going. We know the resources that Steve Cohen and David Stearns are going to put into this team. His chance to win a championship and to be iconic, the word is iconic here, is only going to happen with the Mets. And so if you are Pete Alonso, what are you telling your agent? Don't give him that hardball nonsense. I want to be a Met, period. We're not negotiating against the field. I want to be a Met. Get that deal done. So I know what you're saying, David Stearns and Steve Cohen, they're stone cold businessmen. They only do things a certain way. But I think with Pete Alonso taking the helm of his own future, it changes that conversation significantly. I think Pete Alonso, this helps him become a Met for life. This endears him with the Met fan. Everybody wanted to celebrate him last night. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing moment.
Yeah.
It's 254 home runs. He's got plenty more to go. It was an amazing moment that galvanized why he has to be a career Met. Maybe not to his agent, but certainly to Pete Alonso himself.
That's all beautiful. If another team offers him a 4-year or 5-year contract at $30 to $35 million a clip.
Why would they do that?
Well, because maybe this offseason they will view him differently based on their own roster mm-hmm. and the year he's having. I can't predict to you that a team's definitely going to do it. What I'm telling you
they
is
didn't do it last year.
I understand. If a team did it last offseason, would Pete be a Met right now? No, the answer is no.
I think, yeah. I mean,
there's no evidence to back that up.
I think that David Stearns and Steve Cohen were waiting for the market. The market never materialized.
You may be right.
So they ended up having to negotiate with themselves, which is the stupidest thing in the world to do.
Agreed.
So if you're going to be a businessman, don't negotiate with yourself.
I agree.
Pete, we love you. We want you here, but we're not negotiating with ourselves.
I agree with that, but I'm not sure. And look, I can't prove it. You can't prove it. And David Stearns will never admit it. Steve will never admit it. I am not confident that if the Blue Jays did offer him a 4 or 5 year contract at $200 million a clip, mm-hmm. that the Mets were ever going to match that. Like, I don't think they would have. And so in this upcoming offseason, coming off a better season, and it already is a better season, if a team makes an offer that the stone cold killers of David Stearns and Steve Cohen don't want to match, you could give me all the emotion you want. See, I've grown up. I'm not the immature kid you think I am.
I didn't think you were.
I'm not going to fall into the emotion. Like, I'm emotional. Me. Hi, I'm Evan. I'm emotional. I'm a child. I want Pete back. Career Met. Homegrown. Blah, blah, blah. I've already made my opinion clear. But what I'm telling you is I'm not going to buy that if another team makes him a big offer that Steve Cohen is going to be Evan Roberts.
Why is another team making him an offer when no team made him an offer this year? When he was completely free. They could have lowballed him. Nobody gave him an offer. Blue Jays didn't give him an offer. Why? Because they were Fergazy pursuing him. Why? Because they really wanted to sign Vlad Jr.
And they're less likely to make that offer now that they locked up Vlad.
Of course.
Because all it takes is one team. All it takes is one team to say, hey, guy had a great year. We were worried about how he'd age. You know what? He had such a good year. His defense was better. His offense was even better. Screw it. We're going to give him a 4-year deal. Or I'll give you a specific example. Maybe the Cubs lose Kyle Tucker. And their pivot is, we're going to pay Pete Alonso a lot of money. I don't know. My point is, if a team does it, I'm not going to sit here and be naive on August 13th because it's easy to be naive on August 13th. It's easy to fall into the emotional last night. I was emotional last night. Mm-hmm. I want him to be a career Met. I'm not arguing that I wouldn't want him. I'm reminding people that this owner, who I like, and this president, who I like these guys, but I'm describing who they are. They're killers. They were killers with DeGrom, specifically Cohen. Stearns wasn't here. They're going to be killers with Pete. And don't tell me it's different because it's got some differences.
It is different.
Why? Because Jake didn't want to be here?
Yeah, well, Jake didn't want to be here, and Jake was injury prone. And so I've said this multiple times, and I'll say it again. That was a masterclass of getting rid of a great player and having the fan base be okay with it.
Are the Mets better off without him or with him? Answer that question. And everyone out there should try to answer that one for the first time.
With Clay Holmes going 3 2/3, of course they're better with him.
Oh, so they would have been better off signing him.
Of course they would have. But he didn't want to be here.
Hold on.
Evan, the crux of what
I said. They didn't offer him what Texas offered him. You got to stop with this.
Okay, he wasn't worth it.
Okay, two different things. The Mets never offered him what Texas offered him, and that's my point.
If a team worth it.
Okay, well,
got hurt immediately.
Teague.
The difference.
That's the same thing with Pete, though.
But here's the difference. Pete's not injury prone. Pete plays every damn game. Pete is always out there. He's going to give you 40 to 50 home runs every single season. Last year, obviously, was an anomaly. He is the kind of player that you want because he's so damn consistent mm-hmm. with his stick. Right, yeah, I know the batting average goes down, but who the hell cares about batting average? Be clutch like he was in the playoffs against Milwaukee last year. And so when I look at Pete Alonso and the difference with him and DeGrom is that DeGrom wanted the hell out of New York. He did not want to be here.
We never found out because the Mets never matched the offer. We'll never know.
We know it.
Why? Why do we know it?
Because when you hear so much noise and innuendo, It's not because it's pulling it out of thin air.
But
Pete wants to be. Pete wants to be here.
Okay, Pete does want to be here, and I do have more confidence that Pete is more willing to be here on a slightly lesser offer than Jake ever was.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't definitively sign off on the Jake never wanted to be here card because the Mets weren't even close to the offer he got from Texas. And so my point to you is if another team makes an offer to Pete that the Mets are not even close to, he's gone.
But
I don't care how much
he's not going to do
you
that.
You don't know that.
They didn't do it when he was 29. They're not going to do it when he's 30 going on 31.
Dude, teams make different decisions every year. He's also having a better year. He's having a better defensive year. And all it takes is one team. That's all it takes. And you're right about the differences between Jake and Pete when it comes to reliability and health. But what are the concerns you're always going to hear about Pete? Well, how's he going to age? Mm-hmm. How's the body going to age? Is he a DH? So while the concerns
aren't... Yeah, he'll be a DH and hit 45 home runs a year.
I'm not arguing
and,
that.
And race to 500 and
Batik,
and
I'm not arguing that.
Merchandise and market the hell out of that. Like, there's a value to that. You talk about Pete being... Or not Pete, but Stearns being a businessman. And not Stearns, but Cohen being a businessman. When you have someone who's going to hit a milestone that doesn't get hit very often, that is unbelievably valuable.
So what you're telling me.
Especially to a fan base that loves him. Look, I know Francisco Lindor is the leader of this team. I know Juan Soto is the whatever of this team. Pete Alonso feels like the soul of this team, right? We see him be clutch when you needed him to last year. You see him epically against... The only team he could have surpassed Daryl Strawberry against, the Atlanta Braves, go yard twice. Mm. And it's just like, this is what Met fans want, need, and desire from their owner and Pete Alonso. And I think this is easier this offseason because Pete Alonso will take control. Last year, I felt like he just, all right, hey, take care of me, all right, agent? Take care of me. Take care of me and you negotiate. I think Pete gets in control of it this year.
I think that the first 80% of what you said about Pete is sweet, amazing, and I agree with you. I think that was a perfect description. He may not be their best player. He may not be their leader. Calling him the soul of the team, I think, is a great description. And I agree with you about that. I think the part where I veer off, and maybe it's because I'm a jilted lover. Maybe it's because I'm a fan who's mm-hmm. experienced the pain. I just don't trust that Steve Cohen and David Stearns are going to be emotional the way I am and fans are to say, hey, he's the soul of the team.
But
don't
it's not
worry,
about being
he'll
emotional.
Be back.
But I'm not even talking about it being emotional.
Well, everything you said was pretty emotional.
No, not from Stearns and Cohen's standpoint. From Stearns and Cohen's standpoint, it's going to be a good business deal for them, especially if he goes on a track to hit 500 home runs.
Oh, so you think that it'll be worth them matching any big offer because of the return they'll get on the T-shirts
now,
they'll
look,
sell?
I'm predicting, and I have no idea. I don't think he's getting big offers. I just don't. Why? Because I saw it with my damn eyes last offseason mm-hmm. when he was 29 years old going into his year 30 season. Nobody offered him a thing. Not a thing. Yeah, there was innuendo, but it was basically he's being used, right? He's being used so Vlad would you know, want to stay in Toronto and not go someplace else or take an offer from the Mets or the Yankees or whoever, right? So Pete didn't get offered last year. Why is he going to get offered this year?
Can I tell?
I think Pete, realizing the love that he is experiencing, is going to experience for the rest of this year, probably, specifically on Wednesday when they honor him for this record, passing Daryl Strawberry. He's Mount Rushmore of Mets, right? So think about what this means to him if he stays here.
Well, I think he knows what it means to stay, but I don't think he's staying on some kind of major discount. Most players don't do that.
Who's giving him a discount?
No, but I'm saying if a team... First of all, let me get to your original point, which is... You saw last offseason, no one's given him a big offer.
Right.
Can I give you an example of why I'm skeptical?
Go ahead.
There's another guy who's a free agent this upcoming season.
Kyle Tucker, you said it.
No, not him.
Schwarber.
Someone, yes, you nailed it.
Right.
Kyle Schwarber.
Okay, so Met fans are going to embrace Kyle Schwarber.
I didn't say that.
Hey, man.
No.
Get rid of the legend. Get rid of
That's
the guy
not
who
my point.
Just passed Daryl Strawberry as the all-time home run leader. He's probably going to finish with 270 by the time this season is over. He's well on his way to 400, maybe 500. Give us Schwarber instead. You know why? Because he hit that walk-off, what was it? The batting practice home run in the All-Star game.
I'm not talking about Schwarber to the Mets.
Do you
that's
care?
That's not my point.
Do you care?
I haven't made a point about it. I'm saying Kyle Schwarber is going to be a free agent. He's going to be 33 years old next year.
Yes.
I guarantee you he's going to get a much bigger contract at the one he signed at age 29. And I say that to prove to you that just because Pete didn't get big offers this past season doesn't mean he isn't going to get big ones now. Would you agree that Kyle Schwarber, who when he signed with the Phillies, signed a cheap 4-year, $78 million deal. You think Schwarber's getting a bigger contract than that this year?
I would hope so.
You would hope so.
It's under $20 million a year.
Okay. Then that's my point.
But why did Schwarber, why was he such a discounted number?
Because of the concerns that people have about Pete, they also had about Kyle. He's not a great defender. The same kind of stuff. But at 33 years old, he's had a couple of great years in Philly, and he's going to get paid a lot of money.
Kyle Schwarber's an outfielder.
No, he's a DH. I wouldn't even call him an outfielder.
Right. Pete Alonso is a pretty good first baseman.
You're just proving.
And he's going to be a good first baseman.
So you're proving my point. Pete's going to get paid. Based on that, if you think Kyle Schwarber is going to get a bigger contract than the 4-year 79, then don't you think Pete's going to possibly get a 5-year deal, 30, 35 a year?
No, he's probably going to get a 4-year deal at about $135 million.
Do you think he's going to get more than Kyle Schwarber?
I don't know what Kyle Schwarber. I have no idea what the market
but
is.
But that's
for Kyle
my point. Schwarber's going to have a big market. Just
he's
because
33 years old.
I know, but just because a guy didn't have
you're
a bigger market
you're
one year.
You're distracting.
No, I'm
from
giving
the point.
You an example why you're wrong.
No, you're throwing an example, but it's distracting from the point. This is not about Kyle Schwarber. This is not about Kyle Tucker. This is not about the other. Those are probably the
it
only
is
two
because
big
he's going to get paid. You don't think he will. I disagree with you.
I think that Pete wants to be a Met, and I think it behooves the Mets and Pete Alonso and his camp and his agent to be a Met. And there is so much more value in staying instead of leaving when you're at this stage in your career.
If another team offers Pete Alonso a 5-year contract at $30 million
nobody's
a year.
Nobody's doing that.
Well, how do you know that?
Because nobody did it this past offseason.
But that's
when he was
why
a
I'm bringing
younger.
Up Schwarber, because no one offered him a deal 4 years ago. Now they will. It changes. The market changes. Players' performance changed. Just because you didn't get a big offer 1 year doesn't mean you... What about Blake Snell?
Blake Snell got
more money after a year.
Blake Snell's a pitcher. Let's not go pitcher.
But my point is, guys get different offers year on year. It's not always the same. Do you not at least see that? That it's possible that all it takes is one team to say, you know what? We actually do believe in Pete. We're going to give him a 5-year deal. You're right. It didn't happen this past year. And because it didn't happen, he was a Met. Because if it did happen, he wouldn't be a Met.
Right.
So if a team, answer me this, if you're wrong and I'm right, that some team is willing to give him a 5-year deal at $30 million a year, okay? Mm-hmm. The Cubs did it. They just decided to do it. Is he a Met next year?
Yes.
How? Cohen's giving that to him?
Because Met fans want it.
So Cohen will give in to the Met fan and match
not the Met fan, give in to what's right.
What does that mean?
Pete is a Met.
What does that mean?
Pete should be a Met.
I agree, but
Pete wants to be a Met.
So he will give
Steve
in.
Cohen should make him a Met.
Okay, I wish that's the case. You think, and this is the point. Do you think that if a team proves you wrong, which could happen, we're all wrong sometimes, and gives Pete that kind of contract, do you think Steve Cohen will go into David Stern's office and say, hey, the right thing to do is come close to this and bring him home?
Yes.
I don't.
Yes.
Okay. I don't. Right. And I love Steve. I think he's a shrewd, hard-ass businessman. And as emotional as last night was, and I loved it, we all loved it, I don't believe he's going to do it.
Is he not also a Mets fan?
He is. I'm sorry, you're going to hate this. Why'd they come close to DeGrom's contract in Texas then?
Because DeGrom didn't want to be here.
How do you know if you don't give him an offer even in the same ball field as what Texas gave him?
Want to be here.
Because they didn't make him an offer that was close.
DeGrom didn't want to be here.
You know what? The Jets and Giants had a fight earlier today. We're going to go before this show's over. We'll get to your calls next. 888-808-1019. It's very tough to know what Pete will get in free agency, but he will do better than this past year. And he'll do better than this past year for a few reasons. A, he's having a better year.
Well, I mean, he's doing all right in a single year.
He's doing the contract he ended up getting, though, was a short-term contract.
Right.
I mean, basically, it's a one-year deal because he's going to opt out. But I have a few reasons why he'll do better. Now, is he going to get 5 years like I suggest? Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what the hell he's going to get. And maybe 5 years is too much. But my point is, he will do better than this past year, and I believe the Mets have a line in the sand like they had this past year. And I'll give you a specific example of a team that tell me when I'm telling lies would make perfect sense for Pete Alonso when you look at the differences between them last offseason and this offseason. And one thing I do want to point out, may not be a big deal, but there's no pick attachment to him anymore, which there was this past year. That's gone.
Right.
Okay. One team that would go after him would be the New York Yankees.
Really? Nah.
Yeah. Could they use a right-handed slugger in the middle of that heavy left-handed lineup? Ooh. Could they use a first baseman with Goldschmidt probably gone and Ben Rice maybe transitioning to becoming a catcher? Like, I don't think it's crazy. And we got to get out of our mind Alonso's a DH. If you watch the guy play, all he does is get better defensively at first base every year.
It's the wrong fit. It's the wrong fit. Aaron Judge may not be able to throw a ball right now. You're not going to lock up a first baseman long term and lose that flexibility.
Well, they don't have a first baseman right now.
Oh, Cody Bellinger is likely.
And that's the other thing. Right. They're going to have Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez. If they sign Bellinger, is he not playing first base?
If they sign Cody Bellinger. Right. There's no guarantee they will.
So why would Cody Bellinger not want to stay here?
Is Pete? It's all about money, bro. You should know better than anybody as a professional, though you were willing to stay with the Giants for whatever, right?
If the Yankees pay Pete Alonso more money than the Mets are willing to pay him at whatever more years, figure that out, and not pay whatever Bellinger's going to break the bank for, that is malpractice like we've never seen from Brian Cashman.
I agree. Because Pete should make significantly more.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very confused by his point.
Pete.
So why would you pay Pete when you can pay Bellinger less?
Well, you just said Bellinger, but you said Pete's a lot better than Cody Bellinger. Didn't you just say that? I missed that.
Yes.
Okay, so then why wouldn't you want the better player?
Because Bellinger is very damn good.
Yes.
And a lot cheaper.
You don't know that. He's coming off a good year, too. You don't know what the market's going to show for a guy that can play the outfield at a high level and also first base. My point to you isn't to argue Pete to the Yankees. It's to remind you that I think you're wrong to assume his market's going to be dry this offseason. It won't be.
Okay.
Just because it was dry last offseason won't make it dry this offseason. And here's what I really, really believe. And I don't know. I haven't talked to Steve Cohen about this. I believe they're going to be hard asses again. They were hard asses this offseason. I supported them on that because there was no market for Pete. So why would you negotiate against yourself, like you said? But if there is a more robust market for Alonso, I think they're still going to have their line of, well, we're not going more than this or that. And that's why the emotion of last night, which was great, I loved it. Don't get sucked into thinking that's going to make a difference when it comes to Cohen and Stearns. It won't. They're businessmen, and they're good businessmen.
I think a big part of last year was the agent with Pete Alonso.
Well, it's the same agent, Teak.
Of course it is. But Pete Alonso is the ultimate boss. The player is the boss.
Are you saying he's the final boss?
The final say. The final boss is Pete Alonso. And I can't, it's different. Football is so different, but there is a value with being a star and a legendary star in New York. And especially if the money is right, if the trajectory of the team is right, why would you go mess that up and try to do it someplace else?
If you're Pete? I think Pete wants to stay, but like most athletes.
If he wants to stay, then he should tell his agent to make it happen.
Yeah, I think he'd like to do that if the offers are close, kind of like Aaron Judge. But if the Yankees never upped their offer when they were trying to bring him back, he was going to be gone. There's always that number that forces a player to leave. Let's get to some of your calls, 888-808-1019. Let's kick it off with Paul in Yonkers. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. Steve Cohen, he brings in Lindor. He brings in Soto. He had a $500 million contract for Vlad of the Blue Jays. That's why he was letting Pete go. He didn't need him. He was all set to bring in the new guy. That's what Steve Cohen does. So, yeah. But when he was shocked that he signed with Toronto, now he's got Pete on a one-year contract. Uh-oh, what does he do now?
Explain that one to me again.
I'm going to confuse.
I love the pass. I'm going to give you a reprieve.
Right, yeah, say that again. Like, what are you saying,
yeah,
Paul?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is he signs the highway. He leaves the general manager with all the little guys. So the fans yell at the general manager, and Steve Cohen says, look, I gave you Soto. I was bringing in Vlad. I don't know why he went back to the Blue Jays, but that's why he was dumping on Pete last year.
Oh,
because
he
didn't need him.
So you're saying that Cohen and Stearns had an eye on Vlad. Now that Vlad is staying in Toronto, they'll have more of a need to bring back Pete Alonso. Was that his point?
Yeah, I think so. Because like if I think what his topic said on the screen was Steve Cohen wants the shiny new toy.
Mm.
The shiny new toy potentially last year was Vlad Jr., but there is no shiny new toy for Steve Cohen this year.
Well,
like, who would it be
as a free agent?
Free agent, first baseman, or what? Who is it?
So not a first baseman, but I think two of the other sluggers that could potentially replace Pete's power in the lineup would be Kyle Schwarber and Kyle Tucker. Now, where you insert those guys, Schwarber's more of a DH.
Yep.
Tucker's playing the outfield. You're probably moving a Brandon Nimmo or a Juan Soto to first base or something like that.
Dude, you already have lineup issues with redundancies all over the damn place with your young prospects. Or young, not even young prospects, because they're in the majors now, but young players.
No, I'm just telling you the shiny toys.
Why would you do that again?
I'm not saying you should. Evan, I'm telling you those are the shiny toys.
I think the shiny toys is where David Stearns is right now.
Oh, Murakami. That's a good point. Yes, yes.
And take with we assume he's going to the Dodgers thing. I'm just saying for them.
No, he's definitely going to the Dodgers.
Okay, right. But for the Mets.
Don't put me on the Ohtani thing again.
The shiny new object.
And Yamamoto and everybody else that comes from Japan.
The shiny new object also makes the Mets kind of a global type of team.
But keep this in mind about
that in mind.
But keep this in mind about Munetaka Murakami. And you're right. He should be included in this shiny new toy thing. Number one, no matter who you are coming over from Japan, you are unproven. So we don't know
it's a different game.
It's different, and we don't know. Some guys translate, some guys don't. He's also missed a big part of this season with injuries. He's also a guy that could be their third baseman next year, could be their first baseman, could be an outfielder, could be a DH. So he is not just a first baseman. But you're right, he could be the shiny toy. I always think, and I thought this last year, and I'm probably going to think it this offseason, forget the emotion, forget the kind of tie we have to Pete. I think what makes the Mets the best team is having Pete back. I felt that way last year. Mm-hmm. I was right. I think anyone who argued with me was wrong, quite frankly. Now, we could quibble on the contract. Maybe I was willing to go further than others. But there is no doubt that the Mets needed Pete Alonso back. And that's been clear all season long. Where would they be if he wasn't back?
Right. We talked about it yesterday. If he hadn't had that start when everybody else was anemic, I guess Lindor was fine too. But where are they? I mean, they're 10 games under 500 now.
No, they'd be in a darker place.
Right.
So I think they're going to need him, and I think he's going to be the guy that makes them better. I just think that until proven otherwise, the Mets are going to treat Pete Alonso not as someone special that they have to bring back at all costs, but as a piece of meat they have a value on. And if someone exceeds that value, I think he's gone. And I think it's very easy on a night like last night, which was great. I loved being there. I was so happy to be there. I love Pete. But it's easy to get sucked into the emotion and think that this world is different than the actual world we live in, which is that David Stearns and Steve Cohen are going to only pay what they think he's worth. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Unless the Yankees get involved. You can't, for public perception, allow Pete Alonso to go to the Yankees. I think that's where they'll step in and go, we can't have
maybe,
Evan.
Maybe. I don't know. We haven't seen it yet. I don't think they signed Soto because he was a Yankee. I think they signed him because he's generational.
Well, that's different. Soto was on the Yankees for 1 year. I don't think it matters where Soto played last year. The Mets were going to go after
him. If it was up to David Stearns, you're wrong. If it's up to Steve Cohen and somehow there's a Yankee-Met thing, maybe you're right. But we haven't seen
it
yet.
I know we've had this discussion, but isn't everything up to Steve Cohen ultimately, especially when you're talking about a guy who spent his entire career with the Mets? That's not a Steve Cohen in his file box more than a David Stearns?
I'll ask you again.
Yeah, that decision probably goes above the numbers.
I'll ask you again. Why did they not come close on DeGrom? You thought the Met fans loved him. They didn't love him until they decided to create reasons to dislike him.
Oh, I thought.
So why didn't Cohen step in then?
I think it was exactly what the caller just brought up earlier. I think Steve Cohen wanted to go out to dinner with Kate Upton and Justin Verlander, and he wanted a shiny new toy. Maybe he feels that way with Alonso, but you learn things as an owner. Like, you saw what David Wright Day meant. Maybe in the new ownership, he wanted a shiny new toy. I really believe that. He wanted Scherzer. He wanted Verlander. And Jake was like Woody, and they were like Buzz Lightyear. You know what I mean? He wanted the new toy.
I got you. Let's go to Ken in Manhattan. What's up, Ken?
Yes. First of all, I want to say I really love the way you guys have so much passion and Boogie as well. Now, this scenario with Pete Alonso is tied a little bit to Juan Soto. Let me quickly explain this. Pete Alonso bet on himself, 2 years ago when they offered him a 4-year, $180 million deal?
Right.
He bet against himself, right?
Right.
So
bet on himself.
Right. Juan Soto, when he was with the Nationals, turned down, if my memory serves me, a 15-year, $454 million contract.
Yeah.
He bet against himself that he could get more.
Yeah.
The difference is he's a generational player. Pete Alonso is not a generational player. He's 26 years old. Pete is 30. And I think Pete made a mistake. And I agree with everything that you were saying, Evan, when it comes to the Mets. It's all about the dollars and cents. I don't think, even though that Steve Cohen is a fantastic owner, I don't think in the end that he cares about what, I mean, he cares about what fans think, but he's writing the check. And he knows right now, in the back of my mind, it's an allegation. There's no evidence to this. He spent $765 million. Juan Soto, year one, is he getting his money's worth? What is he batting, 251 with an on-base percentage?
You know why he may be getting his money's worth on Juan Soto? We can look at his season and dissect it.
Right.
Citi Field is, as the great Gorilla Monsoon used to say, Citi Field is a happening every night.
Right, and we know that in Major League Baseball, that matters.
It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. So if not like football, as we've talked about multiple times, they don't care if you go to the games in the NFL.
So if we agree attendance matters, let me take you through a hypothetical where they didn't get Juan Soto. They never signed him. And the offseason was pretty much keeping Pete Alonso. And yeah, they're coming off the OMG year, right, and that's it. Would the attendance be what it is today?
No, it'd be maybe 30.
Okay, let's say you're right, and that's a huge difference. Then ask yourself again, is it a good investment?
Of course it is.
The answer is clearly yes.
Absolutely.
So we as baseball geeks can get into the weeds on the season he's had.
I don't think you can have the same conversation about Pete Alonso that you had about Juan Soto from a business standpoint. If you're Steve Cohen, David Stearns, whoever the business folks are operating the New York Mets right now, it's not the same conversation. It's a different talking point when you're talking about Pete Alonso. But let me ask you something, Evan. Pete Alonso's prime is how many more years?
It's tough. It's always tough to predict this. I'd say he's got 3 to 4 Alonso-like years. And then after that, I think he's still productive.
Of course.
But maybe not the same.
Right. But 3 to 4 years is what he's going to get. That's what his contract, or four to five, let's say. 4 to 5 years is most likely what he's going to get. If you're the New York Mets, your objective is still, and has been since Steve Cohen bought this team, to win a championship. Does Pete Alonso not give you a better chance to do that?
100%. So, which is why I've argued for this.
Exactly. So why is it not worth it to keep him when he's ascending still?
Okay,
maybe the trajectory of ascent has come down a little bit, but he's still ascending.
This is always weird on Sports Talk Radio. I agree with you. I'm arguing why I think management doesn't agree with us. I agree with you.
Yes.
Like, and I had this argument last year with a lot of people about Pete. Like, I was willing to go further than most.
It was your most valid reason that Pete should be a Met in 2025.
Right. But now I looked at the way the Mets handled last year, which ultimately was right. They stared him down. They ended up getting him back on a great deal. Like, they ultimately made the right decision.
Right. And by the way, it was good for everybody.
It was good for everybody.
Pete's making $30 million.
But I think that they are going to put a value on, and I'm going to tell you how David Stearns looks at it, a guy who's a 3-war player. A guy who, you know, is going to give you a low 8 OPS, a guy who's only getting older, a guy who, for whatever reason, analytics say defensively is not great. I watch him every day. I think he's pretty damn good.
I don't understand.
And they're not going to find him to be worth what you're suggesting, which is why all it takes is one. If one team values Pete on that level, he won't be a Met.
And that sucks for me, and it sucks for all of us.
But
isn't every team saying exactly what you're saying?
No. I think teams year to year think differently based on their situation, based on their payroll, based on the fact there's no pick attachment to him. I think there's always different factors that affect teams.
Right. I hear you on the pick attachment, but it's the MLB draft. Seriously?
Well,
what the hell are we even talking
teams
about?
Teams think that way.
You don't even know who the hell you're drafting half the time.
Paul is calling from Queens. Hey, Paul.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good.
All right. So I think I get what you're saying about management, and I agree with you in the fact that they're going to get what they want. But Pete, like you said, the ultimate decision maker, I don't think he wants to uproot his life and go somewhere else to another team. He's looking at the trajectory of the Mets going forward and this owner, and he's willing to spend, and the roster's good and all that stuff. He loves playing for the fans. You can tell. You can just tell by watching him every night in Citi Field.
Yep.
I think at the end of the day, Pete, no matter what, if it's one team, two teams, three teams, whatever they offer him, I think whatever that line in the sand is that Cohen is, you know, okay giving him, I think that's what Pete is going to take, because I think Pete wants to be a Hall of Famer. I think Pete wants to be a Mets legend, which he pretty much already is, but, you know, take it to that next level, like Pantheon, you know, and he has the best chance to do that in New York.
You're right.
And he's homegrown, Paul.
All that stuff is beautiful and sweet, and I'm sure Pete wants to stay a Met. I don't know if another team, if the San Francisco Giants go to 4 or 5 years and are offering more money per year than the Mets are willing, and the Mets are stuck on 2 or 3 years. I'm sorry. As much as he loves us,
okay,
and as much
years?
As he wants to go to the Hall of Fame, no, I'm sorry. He's going to take the best offer.
I mean, Evan, two or three years is not, you can't, they're not even going to begin there.
Excuse me?
He has 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah, but for money that's less than what he's making this year, he's going to ask for a 5-year contract, a 6-year contract. Are the Mets giving that to him?
He's going
to
land at 4. I told you, 4 for 130, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Let's see, what is that? 4 for 30, so about 135.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. That's what I think.
How many is that per year? Help me
it's
out
like
with the math.
32.
I'm not, I have.
31 I'm, and a
okay.
quarter, whatever it is.
I'm glad you're at that number. I have no confidence the Mets will be willing to match that. Mm-hmm. And that's where.
You don't think the revenue has spiked this year?
I don't know if whatever giveaway or what's
happening next week on Wednesday for Pete Alonso passing Daryl Strawberry is going to be beneficial and filled with love and aura and like the Met vibes. You don't think that's happening?
I think it is happening, but I don't know if it's necessarily equated to Pete. They're getting 40,000 people
talking
every
about
night.
Pete. I'm talking about like money. I'm talking about this is valuable to the franchise.
Do you think if the Mets lost Alonso in free agency, if they let him go, okay? And I don't even know what they were. Let's say it is Murakami they replace him with.
No. Yeah? It's going to be Mark Vientos if they replace him with.
So they don't replace him with anybody?
They don't replace
him
with anybody.
Internal?
They go
okay.
internal?
Okay. Let's say they do that, which I think for fans would be, even though long-term it could be the best-case scenario, from a short-term standpoint would feel worst-case scenario.
No, it'd be terrible.
Okay, what's their attendance next year? Do you think it's going to sink? Like a stone?
No.
So what are you arguing?
Their attendance is not about Pete Alonso. Their attendance is about we're spending money to be great because we want to win a championship.
So then why
I'm imploring you to come because it's going to be a great product every time you sit down in the ballpark. Now, it hasn't been, but that's the sell.
Then why would...
This is an entertainment business.
Then why would keeping Pete you? Impact that? You just even said it wouldn't affect their attendance. So why would they be...
Because
well,
Pete,
we got to go to 4 years now.
Because Pete has a chance to be a legendary Met. How many people have a chance to do that? I mean, seriously, think about it. You're the Met historian and the history of the Mets. Who's on the Mount Rushmore, right? Who has a chance to have been born here, stayed here, left here, and you look at him and say, dude, I freaking love that guy. Who has a chance? Pete has that chance. And by the way, he's damn good. So why would you say, yeah, you know what? He's expendable.
Because they're not going to value.
That's what you're intimating, that
yeah.
he's expendable.
Because that's how they're going to view him. They're going to view him as a baseball player and say he's expendable on that kind of contract.
I'm not even a Met fan, and that just sounds so disrespectful to a guy who just set a franchise record in one of the hardest things to do in baseball. And he did it in dramatic, awesome fashion. And by the way, it was a bullpen ball. So nobody could even hold Steve Cohen hostage like you suggested yesterday.
The guy sitting next to me said that too. He's like, no one can hold the ball hostage like you suggested. Yeah, if you missed it yesterday, I said if you catch the Pete home run ball, you should tell Alonso and the Mets you're not giving it to anybody until he signs a long-term contract. Take the power back.
First thing I thought about. I was like, oh, that's a bullpen ball.
Went right into the bullpen. No issues. Gary is calling from Fort Montgomery, New York. Hey, Gary.
What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys. We'll take Steve Cohen's word. If you sign, like, I don't agree the money-wise that he'll be able to sign. I'm in that you'll be over the luxury tax the entire time because you're Fab Four players are going to be making $150 million a year.
Right.
And Steve may be willing to, but Stearns is going to say to him, listen, we're going to have to live over the luxury tax for this entire contract. And now you have all of them, Lindor, Soto, Nimmo, and Pete till 2030.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is why the best chance the Mets have. And I've kind of thought this since they re-signed him.
Yeah.
The best chance the Mets have of keeping Pete Alonso is for him to have another dead market. And I hope I'm wrong, Because I got people I'm arguing with, like via Twitter and text messages, saying, you're wrong, Ev. He's not getting 4 years. He's not getting 5 years. I hope you're right. Because I think that's the only shot the Mets have of keeping him. Because I think if he does get 4 or 5 years, I don't believe this group, they're going to match it. I just don't. I think he's gone. And so I have to hope that all these other teams, these fictitious teams, whether it's Chicago or Houston or whatever team you want to come up, the Giants, the Blues, whoever has money, I got to hope that they treat Alonso the same way they did last year, and they're more enamored by Schwarber and Tucker, because if it gets to a contract level that I hope he doesn't get, even though I'm being a kind of a jerk to Pete, I think he's gone. Because I think the Mets have shown you, and Steve and David have shown you, they're tough cookies, man.
Right. Here's the X factor. We all know this is coming. Lockout.
Yes.
Whatever.
It's a big X factor.
2026,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. After next year.
What are the chances the whole CBT thing goes away, gets restructured, turns into something completely different?
Yeah.
So that whole, we're living in the luxury tax, so it's 110% of every dollar over the CBT level for any player that you sign, that might not be a factor. We don't know that.
Or it could be a worse factor.
It could be.
It
might not be a factor.
It could be a salary cap.
I almost feel like, let's not forget, like they put in the Steve Cohen tier,
right,
because of Steve Cohen. And guess what happened? The Dodgers said, oh, screw you, Steve Cohen. They're going to put in another tier for us.
Right.
Every team is going over it. Right, nobody's thinking about it.
So you think the lockout brings down Alonso's contract?
Potentially.
Potentially?
Potentially.
It's very tough to predict.
We have no idea what's going to happen with the labor issue.
But also think back to last year at this time, and Pete wasn't having the greatest year in the world. When we sat around trying to predict his contract, it was very tough. We were all over the place.
Right.
So predicting the market, it's almost impossible. All I'm telling you is if he has a big market, I don't believe the emotional last night is going to change this owner or this team president. More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. That's the toll-free number.